That the pasuk is talking about taka the shiure mincha as diraisa. So drasha la nisrucha no laha edus Rabbi Kiva timid rabbonel l'sela shashiure mincha. No, let's say la nisrucha l'shiure mincha. We only need to say this for the case of shiure mincha. The what? That diraisa the klal is tzorach l'kliya kli mitzarfoi shein tzorach l'kliya kli mitzarfoi drasha dilu midiraisa tzorach l'kli dumya de keteresh shabakav diari bakruah. That's how the pasuk b'darshin the pasuk kafachas asarazov malei kateris. It says the kaf that's full of kateris is called kafachas, like it's all one. So the kateris that has to be in a kli, the kateris needs a kli. We say the kli makes it like one. What about something shein asarach kli, something that does not need a kli? Kagoyin shiurei mincha shein achilas koyin. After you make the kemitz on the mincha, the leftover part of the mincha, a koyin can eat it. He doesn't need a kli anymore. Then midirayis saying the kli mitzarfon. The kli does not make it like one. The yosur rabbonin and rabbonin came the gozel the made gzera. The yaf agav the enetzarach kli even in the case of shiurei mincha, which does not need a kli. Still the din is kli mitzarfon. With rabbonin we say lamais the solom one kli. The kli makes it like one. That if part of it becomes tamei, the whole thing becomes tamei. Samara says tenach solus kateras lavoina. That's good solus. But Keteris Lavoina Michael Nema, what do you say about Keteris Keteris? Where's the case that the Rabbanin had to be Meisafir? Omar Rav Nachman and Rav Avuah, the Goyin Shet Sovro Nagarbe Katuvala Katuvla. You gather together on top of a piece of skin, Trashi or Sholok, a piece of skin. The Araisa Yesh Loi Toich Mitzarif. Midi Raisa Kaf has to be a Kli that has a Toich, has an inside to it. If it's inside a kli that has an inside to it, then it's mitzarf. Ein loy teich ein mitzarf. But if it doesn't have any teich, any inside to it, it's not mitzarf it. The yosur rabbonin, rabbonin came, v'tikne me'er takona. The yav agav, the ein loy teich, even though there's no inside to the kli, it's a flat piece of skin, still mitzarf. Yishno mid rabbonin, that's the salach, this b'raisi, mid rabbonin, it's good. So the kids, even though we have a pasuk of kaf achat, asarazov, mlei kateris, that's a deraisa de galocha, that a kli is mitzarif anything inside it, but our korporim still a path to make zeres the rabbonins, because the deraisas need certain tanoim. Me deraisa, it's only if it's keteris that goes on the mizbeach. Mashenkein, other things that don't go on the mizbeach, paraduma, is only with the rabbonin. And uadin, it's only things that need a kli, like the keteris. But the shira mincha that does not need a kli will not be mitzarif, it's only with the rabbonins mitzarif. And the third chiddush is that midiraisa it's only was called kafachas a kli like a kaf like a spoon that has an inside to it that can hold it, that can be makabel, can accept something, but a flat piece of skin midiraisa would not be mitzarf. It's only midirabbanan that's mitzarf. Smells not shreya. The pasuk is for midiraisa, and the braisa says the midirabbanan added to the midiraisa. But says a pligi the Rav Chanan ad Rav Chiya Baraba, and Rav Chanan argues on Rav Chiya Baraba. The Amr Rav Chiya Baraba, Amr Rav Yechanan, Me'edusa Shereb Kiva, Nishtish Mishnah Zu. He learns that from Rav Kiva's Zedus, that's how we know Pshan Na'al Mishnah. Mashtma Pshan Na'al Mishnah is not Midiraisa, it's only Midirabonin. Because Rav Kiva's Zedus for sure is only Midirabonin. So mainly he learns that the din is not because, like Rav Chanan says in his Posik, of Kachacha, Kafacha, the Sorozom, like a terrorist. This Posik doesn't learn that Kiddush. It's a pure Dirabonin like a Kiddush. They say that the kutchum we say, anything that's in one kli, the kli is mitzarfit. The rest is the pligi, hod rab chodim, the yom liyel, tziruf di yiraisa, the rab chiva rabba. The rab chiva rabba says there's no such chidish of tziruf mid yiraisa. Because he says, medusa shav akiva, nishtis mishna zu. Our mishna goes only because of the din, the rabbonin of rab akiva. Yeah. Alright, let's stop here. You're holding up Chav Dalam Omralef here by two dots. Mishnah says, or Reviya Ba'Kodesh Psul. The Mishnah says again, a Chumra that Kochim has over Truma. That by Kochim it goes till a Revi. That means there's a Shlishi Latuma, and when a Shlishi touches a Revi, it makes it Psul. That means it stays there, it doesn't go further. Mashenkin by Truma, the furthest it goes, only to a Shlishi. There's no Revi by Truma. As Mishnah says,
Harvi'i Bakodesh Posel, the Yachlishi Batruma. Mashenkin, where's the last stage? By Truma, it's only Yachlishi. So the Chumra Kotchum has all Batruma. So where it says, Minayin L'Revi'i Bakodesh. Tanya, I'm sorry, Tanya, not like this. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Minayin L'Revi'i Bakodesh. Shu Posel, how do we know it goes so far that again, if you have a sherit touches one piece of meat, that's the Rishon. This meat touches a second and becomes a sheni. This one, a third, becomes a shlishi. And the chiddush is when a shlishi touches a fourth piece of meat, it makes it posel. That fourth one is also posel, has a din tumah. Posel always means that it's tamei, but it doesn't have the power to metame something else. When it touches another piece of meat, that piece of meat is still torah. So how do we know this, that by chiddush it goes so far to revi? The Gemara says really it's a svara to din, like it's a svara like this. What? Oma mechusa kippurim shemuta b'truma posel b'kodesh madrach a person that's a mechusa kippurim. A person that's a mechusa kippurim means that's like a zav that he went to the mikvah. It came the eighth day. He has to bring his kabonis. He didn't bring his kabonis yet, so loch is he's allowed to eat truma. Still, posel b'kodesh he's not allowed to eat kochim. So you see, kochim is more chomer than truma. If so, shlishi. Sheposel b'truma, we know for that there is a shlishi by truma. That means it's something that has a sheni l'tuma, a piece of meat that's a sheni l'tuma touches a piece of truma, it makes it a shlishi to be posel. Is a svara in the din she has to reveal l'kodesh. For sure, that it's a svara that for kachim it should go further. That a shlishi should make revi for kachim. Like Rashi says, mechusa kippurim kosh l'truma uposel l'kodesh. The Gemara they're dashing this from Psukim, that if you're Torah, just you didn't bring your korban yet, if you're only missing your korban, so you're allowed to eat truma if you're a kohen, but kachim you're not allowed to eat. So if so, shlish shisha posel b'truma. How do we know this? Kidinaf kulon kavu chayma masech tesoitza. The Gemara there makes the kavu chayma. Omat ful yon. Madach a person that went to the mikveh today, just he didn't wait till her shemesh, he didn't wait till the night time yet. So Elohim is Shemuteh B'Maiser. He's allowed to eat even Maiser Shaini. But also B'Truma, you're not allowed to eat Truma until it comes Herav Shemesh. That's like the first Mishnah Brachis. That May Messiah Kanim will tell Necha B'Truma that the Kanim are allowed to eat Truma when it comes after that Herav Shemesh. By Tetzik Echavim, that's when the Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. But Kozma, you don't have Herav Shemesh, even though you went to the mikvah in the middle of the day. Still, until the night time, it's also to eat Truma. So, again, this a tful yom, the ma'aser sheni is allowed to eat, just truma is not allowed to. See, if so, sheni sheposel b'ma'aser is ein adin sheyasher shlishi b'truma. So kavachayme sheni passes by ma'aser sheni, and truma is more chomer than ma'aser sheni. So truma should have a more bigger din tuma than ma'aser sheni. So therefore, since ma'aser sheni stops by sheni, truma stops by shlishi. That's the svara that truma now has a shlishi. So if we know now that kodesh is more chomer than truma, because the mechusa kippurim is allowed to eat truma, but is not allowed to eat kochim, so ein adivzok rashi shiasa revi la kodesh, that there's a svara like, that's for sure there should be revi by kochim. So rashi has been told, if he asked me a question, there's a klal, da yolovim min adin lios kenodin, that even if you make a kal v'chayma, there's always a svara, it can't be more strict than what you're learning it out from. Like always, you learn out one from the other, the same, madach the kal has this halacha, the chumra for sure has the halacha, but not to go further. In Cain, Rashi says, kal v'chayma lo tzarech. If you don't want to take kachrim a step further, to give it more than truma, give it a revi, so that we don't need the kal v'chayma altogether. Shere lamadno shlishi la kodesh min ha-Torah. That there's a shlishi by kachim, that we know midiraisa. That's from a pasuk. So you don't need a kal v'chayma to teach us a shlishi. So therefore Rashi says, "Teheicha de mifra kal v'chayma le'amrina dayay lovim in adin lios kenodin." If like the whole kal v'chayma is to teach you something, and if you can tell me dayay means it's enough to learn out just what it says, you don't need the kal v'chayma. So then we don't say the svar of dayay. And we say no, even though by truma there's only a shlishi, but we have a kal v'chayma that kachim should be more than that, and therefore we say the more is that it has a revi. Because they're meaning Bava Kama. The Gemara says there Bava Kama. That even though usually you say Dayoi, but where you'll slug off the old Kalva Chaymer, then you don't say Dayoi. Tell me Kalona even more than what it actually says. Rashi asks, no, Laman Diyom Anami Amina Dayoi. Even according to the Man Diyom, it says no. Dayoi means you want to learn out one from the other, so you learn out exactly what you have there, you have here. Like you're learning out Kotshim should be more strict than Truma. So just like Truma has a Shlishi, I could understand that Kotshim should also have a Shlishi. But to give Kotshim a Ravi, that you can't do from a Kal V'chomer. So Rashi says, if you learn like that, then Hani Milas the Rabbonin knew. For Lav Diyaraisa and Echonami, that the Mishnah says, that by Kotshim there's a Ravi, Lipsum, that's only Midi Rabbonin and Echonami. But this man diyama. V'hai denokot v'lamad no shlishi l'akodesh, milsa bi'almhi, di'ashmina de shlishi l'akodesh minatoru. That's how Rashi comes out. That's possible to say that midi raisa kotshim only has a shlishi, not more. That though we know by kotshim there's a revi, there's a step further, that's only midi rabbonin. That's what it says now. Mishnah's called the milus, that there's a chumra midi rabbonin, that kotshim has a revi. But not midi raisa. Tais talks about a Marichas here, Tais Mesuprik, the Poshas Mashm all over Revi is the Raisa, then Echonami, like Rashi comes out, a Revi by Kotshim is only Midrabon.
Weiter.
The other Gemara says, Shlishi la Kodesh minator minayin, how do we know a koponah that Midiraisa, there is a Shlishi by Kotshim? That means something that has a Tumah Sheni, if it touches Kotshim, makes it a Shlishi? So Gemara says, the Pesuk says, V'ha bosa means bosa kochim. Sheyiga b'chol tomei that would touch any tomei at all. The bosa says lo yoichal. You're not allowed to eat this kochim. So no matter what type of a tumor you have, if kochim touches it, it at least becomes possible that lo yoichal. You're not allowed to eat it. Now mi lo yaskinan, aren't we talking about the noga b'sheni that this kochim v'ha bosa sheyiga b'chol tomei any type of a tumor means even the sheni. Because that by midraisa by chulin, for sure there's a sheni. Like we know a zav of a sheris touches of oichel becomes a rishon. A rishon touches another piece of meat that makes it a sheni. That we know even by chulin there's a sheni. So for sure there's such a thing as a sheni l'tuma. So the pasuk is saying now v'habosar there's bosar kachim ashiyiga b'chol tamei. If it touches any type of a tumor, it itself is lo yoichel. So mashm, even if it touches a sheni, there's a loch, it becomes like a shlishi, a kopon, a lifstol. That it itself is lo yoichel. Well, come a rachman, a lo yoichel. And the Torah says, lo yoichel, you can't eat it. So for sure, a shlishi is like pasta, you can't eat it. And now, revi, how do we know revi? That's kal v'chayma, hod yamarim. How do we know that kochim has a revi? That's when it's kal v'chayma. The ma'adach mechusik epurim is mutit hi truma. It's also ti kochim. So a shlishi, we know there is by truma, it's a kavachoyma, kochim should go a step further. And by kochim, we should have a revi. So Rashi says, if you hold the svar of dayim, is even you have a kavachoyma, but you can't say more than what it says here. So if so, that we have a revi by kochim, and echnaim, it's only midi rabbonin, not midi raisa. Moravaita. Uve truma im nitmas. Uve truma if it becomes tummy. That's what the Mishnah says. Another chumra, the one I say the Mishnah again. Uve truma, if one hand becomes tummy, we say it's enough to be washed off that hand, and that's all. The other hand is not tummy. Mashenke, if a kachim, there's a chumra, that if one of your hands gets a tumor mid rabbonin, automatically the other hand is also tummy, and you have to be toivel both hands. The Mishnah says, if one of your hands becomes tamei, chaver to Torah. Your other hand is still Torah. All you have to do is just wash that one hand and it's enough. Over Kodesh, Mashenka, the Gate of Kachim, Matful Shtayim. You have to be toivel both hands. Shahayad metami as chaver to Bakodesh. Avaloi Batruma. That's another Chumra. That even though only one hand has a Tumah with Rabbanan on it, one hand touch mashkim, that's tummy mid rabbonin, so your hand is tummy mid rabbonin now, still for kachim, the other hand is also tummy. And if the other hand touches kachim, it's matamarit. So for kachim, you have to wash both hands. Mashenke, for truma, only the one hand that touched the mashkim becomes tummy, the other hand is still tor. That's the chumra of kachim over a truma. So Gemara says now, Omer Rav Shizvi,
b'chiburin shonu. Yishno is only b'chiburin when they're still attached. That's when we say by kochim, if one hand is tummy, the other hand is also tummy. B'chiburin, when it's attached. We'll see what that means. Avu shaloi b'chiburin, but when it's not attached, loi, then you don't say the svara. So Rashi says like this. B'chiburin shonu. Mas nisen diktoni, yad metames chavert ala kodesh. Kigoin, shevoid sha yad hatmeyo, noigas le toiro, hoise toiro nagas pakodesh. We're talking about one hand is touching the kochim. In Echonami, your left hand that's tor is now touching the kochim. Your right hand that's tomei is right now touching your left hand. That's what we're talking about. Since your right hand is touching your left hand, and your left hand is touching the kochim, then we gave a din de rabbon, and your left hand becomes tomei, and it's metama the kochim. So Rashi says, why? The goza rabbonin, doma osin leminga tomei yabakodesh. We're afraid maybe your right hand will go directly and touch the kochim. But since your left hand now is touching the kochim, and your right hand is touching your left hand, there's a gzera now to the matama your left hand automatically to matama the kodesh. Also, maybe your right hand will go directly and touch the kochim. That's when we add the chumra of the Mishnah. That if one hand is tamei, we say the second hand is also tamei for kochim. So drashi vayta avushloi v'chiburin, that means shala'acha she'pirshim in atoira. After your right hand went away from the left hand. Now, chosra toiro v'nogav ha-kodesh, tohor, then it's okay. Again, your right hand is the end that's tummy. Now, first your hands were touching together. If you take away your right hand, now your left hand by itself is tohor, and your left hand now touches the kochim is still tohor. We don't say an automatic din, the way Pasha learned the Mishnah, that as soon as one hand is tummy, automatically the second hand is tummy. No. Rosh Shizbi says not like that. Rosh Shizbi says the Mishnah is only talking about your hands are touching, and at the same time, your other hand is touching the kochim. Then we'll machma to give this hand tumah. But if your hand, your right hand, the tumah again is not touching the left hand, then it's not matamrit. That's this halacha.
Once it touches your left hand,
let it be matamrit though. It's only tumah. It's only tumah the rabbanon. There's two rabbanon kinyan matam the other hand. Like, that's not matamrit either. The tumah the rabbanon in your hand is only a shiny tumah like. So it's not matam on the other hand. It's not touching mamish the tumah itself. So your other hand doesn't stamazle become tummy. There's only a chumra by kochim who becomes tummy. For truma, it doesn't become tummy. Yeah. So that's what should be chiddush. So Gemara says, Eisrei, have a kashra on this. Eisrei Abaye. There's such a locho, yad neguva metama chaverto letome lakodesh, avaloi letruma, divre rebi. Yad neguva means a dry hand. In other words, first your hand touched this mashkim tameim that was metama your hand. So your hand now is tame. Now your hand dried up. The mile of a drying up is, like we're saying, now that it touches the left hand, it won't be metama of the left hand. As if the mashkin that's tummy is still on your hand, and now your wet hand touches the other hand, the mashkin would be matama the other hand. We're talking about no, even though your hand is completely dried already. So the right hand that's tummy does not have the mashkin tummy on it. Still we say, yad neguva metama chaverta. It's automatically metama the second hand. Letame lakodesh, that now if your second hand touches kochim, it's metama the kochim. Avalo letruma. But it does not negate the truma, your left hand is tohor, because lamaisi, your right hand can't be matam with the left hand. So if it touches truma, it's okay. Dear Rebbe, this is Rebbe Shita. So Rashi says, yad neguva means afo pi shein bo mashkin. There's no liquid now, no mashkin to name on your right hand. So still we say, latam is a kodesh lasis revi, that you should know your left hand is tome, and it can make kochim until a revi. That's Rebbe Shita. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, right there, lift soil, avolel atomet. You don't know. Your left hand, when it touches kachim, it could only passel the trum, the kachim. That's all. Lift soil. It makes it like revi, avolel atomet. It does not make the kachim like a shlishi latuma. They say it can make revi latuma. That's what Yosef Yehuda. Drash, Rabbi Yosef, Yehuda, right there, chaverto pastilot as a kachim. As a kodesh, avolel matama. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. As if you the hold it says Lashon Latame Lakodesh, Avalon Truma. It's Matama the Kachim means your second hand now is Mamash like a Shaini Latuma. that when it touches the boss of Kotshim, it makes it a Shlishi L'tumah. And we're saying now a Shlishi by Kotshim could make a Revi L'tumah. That's what Rebbe holds. Rebbe Yosef Yudis says no. He says even though true, your second hand is automatically Tumah, but it's not mamish like a Sheni to make a Shlishi, it's like a Shlishi that only makes the Kotshim into a Revi, that's postlet stays there, and it can't go further. Now, Iyarmut, if you want to tell me, Bishlay Mishlay Bichiburim, we're talking about now where the things are not attached, where your right hand is not touching your left hand, and the left hand touching the kachim right now. Haimna Revusa de Naguva. That's the chiddush, that even though your hand is dried, still will matam of the other hand. Eli Iyarmut, but if you want to tell me, Bichiburim, in, that the din of the Mishnah, that your second hand becomes tummy, is only kol zman it's touching when your right hand is touching your left hand, and your left hand is touching the kachim. That's when we have this chumrah, and mashenken shlo b'chibur loy. But when your two hands are not touching anymore, then your left hand is not tummy. So my revusit neguva. So what's the chiddush then, whether it's dried or not dried? In other words, like this pshat, what was the whole gzeirah? That if your right hand is touching your left hand, and your left hand is touching the kachim, what's the gzeirah? The gzeirah is maybe your right hand will go straight and touch the kachim. That's no gzeirah. So if you're afraid that your right hand will touch the kachim, there's no difference if this right hand is wet or not wet. Even though it's totally dry, so true, it can't be matama the second hand, but it's not a din that's matama the second hand. You're telling me it's only a gzeirah when we're touching like this, that we're afraid the right hand may touch the rest of the kachim. So that's why we gave the second hand, din tumah, to matama the kachim. But it's only when we're all touching together. But as soon as I take my right hand away, then the left hand is not matama the kachim. So you see, it's not a din that the right hand is really matama the left hand. It's only igzera, we're afraid you'll go directly and touch the kachim. So if we're afraid you'll touch the kachim, what's the difference if your right hand is still wet or not wet? Your right hand first touched the mashkim tameim. So your right hand now is a sheni l'tumah. Tameim. If it touches kachim, pshit it's matama the kachim. So it doesn't make enough kamini whether it's dry or whether it's wet. So my revusa neguva. So who is smashma not like this then? Smashma no. That we say even though they're not chiburim, they're not touching one another, still there's a din that your right hand automatically is matama your left hand. So now it's a chiddush. I would have thought that's only when the right hand is still wet. Since it's wet, it has the mashkim tomato on it. So now we're afraid they'll touch together, the mashkim on the right hand will touch the left hand, and be matam with the left hand. That's where I would have thought the left hand automatically becomes tummy. But maybe if the right hand is already dry, now even if it touches it, it can't be matam with the left hand, maybe then the left hand won't be tummy. That's kamashkim the chiddush, no, still it's tummy. So it's mashmu not like Rosh Hizbi, that the chidushim are even when they're not touching, still one is matam of the other. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, iyar mit bishlema, shaloi bichiburin, ko'amar, de matama, when they're not touching, still you say the right hand automatically is matam of the left hand, haine rebusa de meguva. That is very good why it says the chidush, even though it's dried, still you have this halacha. The alpha got the meguva hi, ke shenoga bezu, even though it's dried, and we shouldn't be afraid the left hand maybe touched the tomatic water on the right hand. Shame rishonim, and that's avlocha like a rishon the mashkin. The chola pois less a truma mitam mashkin liyoschila. That's a chumra that if your hands that pasul truma when it touches mashkin it makes the mashkin rishon l'tuma. That's a din the rabbanin that the mashkin becomes rishon l'tuma. If so, the second hand, when it touches the mashkin, should become a shnila tumma. Machmes hamashkin, kemoi chaverto. That's the locha. When your right hand is tumme a tumma de rabbon and it gets a din sheni. If a shenila tumma your hand touches any water, it's automatically metama that water to make it to rishila tumma. So if your hand is wet, the water on it now is a rishila tumma. When it touches the second hand, it would be metama the second hand. So, that's what has to, so then I would understand why you make the Zera. Afilu hochi mitama, the mild rabbonini, shayad mitama, schaveret lasa, shnia, kamois lakaydish. But the chiddush is though, no, even though it's dried, and there's no mashkin on the right hand, still we say a tremendous chiddush, that there's a chumra, that when one hand becomes tummy for kachim, we give it automatically din, the second hand is also tummy. That's the chiddush.
Eliyah, but if you want to tell me like a shizbi, that layer mirinela the chibur and mataima mishum dil monoga tome la kodesh, if you only tome when all three are touching one the other, and then the gzer is maybe you go directly to the kachim, if so, my revusit in the guva. What's the chidish? What's the yeshi saying, even though it's the guva? So what if it's the guva? Otu yad kemaisele matamala la kodesh, play mashkin halashinihi. Even if the right hand is totally dry. But if it's a gzera, maybe you go directly to touch the kachim, that's it. What do I care if it's dry or not? Your hand is a shenu tumor. When it touches kachim, it makes it a shlishi for sure. So since the Bryce has to say a chiddish, that yad neguva metama, mashma for sure we're talking about not the chiburin. And even stam, when one becomes tummy, automatically the second one becomes tummy. And that's the chiddish. Don't think because it's wet and the wetness is metama the second hand. No, it's known as the chumra. So where they are right now, the kachim, if one hand is tummy, automatically the second hand becomes tummy. So they're not like the shizbi. The Gemara says also, itmanami, we learned also like this, Amar Resh Lakish. Loishonu el yodai. It was only said on your hand.